Syria could be poised for Sharia law. A new video helps the West understand church planting in the Muslim culture, and a medical ministry is preparing for new leadership. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A suicide bombing that killed 26 people in Damascus Friday is being blamed on the Syrian government. It looks like a terrorist attack against the government, but the opposition claims the government staged it to sway the Arab League in favor of President Assad. Since no outside media is allowed into Syria, it's hard to know what's really true. But Carl Muller, CEO of Open Doors USA, says the media has taken sides anyway.
One of the great paradoxes of our experience with media on this issue is that they have been portraying many of these revolutions as pure and democratically motivated just to bring freedom.
Terrible as Assad is, Mueller says the alternative is no better.
Unfortunately, those that are taking the lead to overthrow him promise a return to a more Sharia-influenced, pure Islamic rule.
Pray for the church. They're afraid, but they're still spreading the gospel. Meanwhile, 29 more people were massacred in the Democratic Republic of Congo last week. These deaths, though caused by Rwandan rebels, just add to the existing trauma from years of war. Nearly all Congolese citizens have been traumatized by the brutality across the nation since the mid-1990s. Churches and social agencies have been ill-equipped to respond, but Wycliffe Bible Translators is able to offer counseling with the hope of the gospel. Learn more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Do you know what it's like to plant a church in a Muslim culture? Well, many Christians have no idea what that's like, so Pioneers is giving you a look into that work. Pioneers' Matt Green says they have a new video called Multiply Chad to Help.
The whole purpose of this video series that we're putting out is to help people see what church planting looks like in the Muslim world, and that God would use them to draw people into this work, whether it be through prayer, going themselves, or for investing financially.
This is the second video in the series, this time focusing on the Tama people of Chad, a people group with no known Christians or church. Pioneers church planters have a huge task in reaching them.
These people are exclusively Muslim. That is their identity. It's very closely tied to their ethnic identity. And the possibility of changing religious identity is very foreign to them.
To watch the video, we'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday will be observed throughout the United States on Sunday, January 22nd. Bethany Christian Services' Johnny Carr explains.
This year, the fourth Sunday of January, which is the 22nd, is the actual anniversary date of the Roe v. Wade decision, which was January 22nd, 1973. And so the important thing is that we take a Sunday in January and actually bring in to focus what it means to talk about sanctity of life.
People aren't only raising awareness about the issue, but also providing solutions, like adoption. More than ever, pastors are teaching not just biblical principles, but also responsibility.
We're seeing small groups step out and really minister to that family and come around them and support them through their adoption. We're seeing churches make special needs ministries in their churches. So families that are adopting special needs kids have a safe place to go.
Because it's all about the gospel.
We have been adopted into God's family, and that means that we've been given a new name, and we've been given the opportunity for a new future.
And Medical Teams International is gearing up for some big changes in 2012. Aside from expanding their work with partners, Bas van der Zalm, President and Chief Executive Officer, is retiring. He steps down as CEO on June 30th, but stays on as president for another year. Jeff Pinio, with a long history with Horizon Air, steps in to replace van der Zalm effective July 1st. Pinio's compassion and skills match Medical Teams International's mission as they demonstrate the love of Christ to those in need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you love those color ministry calendars, right? Vision Beyond Borders has one. They're giving away their 2012 ministry calendar to not only help you keep track of your busy schedule, but to remind you to pray for their work with people all over the world, including the Karen people of Burma. Get your 2012 VBB calendar at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.